The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. It's Alan alone here this morning for a few minutes while Miss Robin is out of the room. And we understand that Captain Dawn is on the line. Good morning there, Vice Admiral Dawn. How are you doing this morning?
Doing well.
Good.
Doing well. I hope to get out this morning. A few hours of fishing.
Yeah.
The weather's been, I like going out in the evening. So these storms have presented a challenge.
Yes, they have. Yes, they have.
But I want a fishing report from Duck, North Carolina.
From Duck, North Carolina. I wish I had a fishing report to give you from Duck, North Carolina.
Wow.
We didn't wet a line, and we just there was just no time to do it. It was one of those deals where we took some tackle with us and. Didn't visit a tackle shop, didn't go to the pier, the only thing we did was go to Oregon Inlet one afternoon and see what they were catching. And some of these big giant boats were coming in, and the only thing they had, and I have to, let me look it up here, I don't remember the name of it. What'd you say, Rob?
What name of what?
The fish that they were catching on Oregon Inlet.
Ribbon fish,
yes, ribbon fish.
Ribbon fish.
Yep, ribbon fish.
Yeah.
There's another. There's another name for them, though. But apparently, they're pretty good eating.
A friend of mine from Ocean City tells me they're catching ribbon fish down there.
Yeah,
I'm not sure if it's near the inlet or out, but that's pretty cool.
They call them large head hair tail.
What?
They call them the large head hair tail, or belt fish, is a member of the cutlass fish family. And the common to abundant species is found in tropical and temperate oceans throughout. And they were offloading them off the boats. And
By the 20s.
they had apparently gotten into a pile of them. Two boats side by side were both unloading them. And they say they're pretty good eating. And I guess the captains are probably targeting them. That Oregon Inlet's a really nice place. They have their own fish cleaning station, and they have the big, it's a fishing center, so they have the big glass or plexiglass enclosed displays with all the different fish from the area in there. But I didn't see any ribbon fish in there. So,
wow.
They look very interesting. Large head hair tails.
Hmm.
So. That's when his blood pressure went down, and he totally enjoyed the trip just looking at it.
Oh, yes. Away from the traffic, huh?
Oh, my gosh.
It was horrible. I've got to admit, it was horrible.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
I want to get down there. I haven't been there for many years. The last time I stayed there was the hotel or motel next to the lighthouse. I don't know if it's still there even. But
which lighthouse?
I spent a week there one night, as they say.
Yeah. Which lighthouse?
All the way down. I guess it's Hatteras.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, we were nowhere near that.
I can't wait to take him down there so he can see it.
Yeah. Hatteras is another, hour and a half from us?
Yeah, something hour. Like hour and a half, yeah.
Yeah, we were in Duck.
Ferry and all that.
What's that?
The Ocra Croke Ferry.
That's my favorite.
Yeah, we were in Duck, and then we traveled through Kitty Hawk and Manteo. That was our home range right there. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, at the end of the month, we're supposed to be heading to Myrtle Beach, in Merle's Inlet and a few places down there, and we have some fishing trips lined up.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
Yeah. There is a steakhouse down there. I'll have Alan text it to you.
Thoroughbred.
Okay, he'll tell you. Thoroughbred Steakhouse.
Thoroughbred Steakhouse. If you want to go for a really, really nice meal, that's going to be our go-to spot next time we go to Myrtle Beach.
Mm-hmm.
We had one of the most delicious steaks. What do we have?
Chateaubriand.
Chateaubriand. We had a Chateaubriand, and served at your table. I mean, it was just a fantastic experience. Very nice, very romantic, very relaxing type of place. But, you know, be prepared.
But also, if you had a big fishing party, a lot of guys in there enjoying it.
Yeah, there were a lot of people in there. So. Mm. But we did enjoy the Thoroughbred Steakhouse. So.
We're anxious to try the Calabash. What's special about the Calabash seafood?
You want my opinion? Really?
Yeah. Honest?
Nothing.
Nothing special.
It's all boiled. I hate it.
It's all blue?
Boiled.
Boiled.
Oh.
They boil all their stuff.
Special.
Yeah, you've not been there? You've not tried the Calabash?
I haven't been there for many, many years.
You have to try it once.
I mean, you can try it. It's just, it's not my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
It's not my favorite. So, okay. I'd sooner have it, you know, the old Eastern Shore crab steam with the corn and the potatoes and all that, rather than the Calabash thing. So
the shrimp on top and the mussels, I mean, the scallops.
Yeah, you can do all that, sure. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, it's nice to do it with your family and just to do one of the bars and all that kind of, it really is. I'm not going to put that down. But they really do steam all boil all their seafood down there.
Yeah.
And we're just not used to that.
Either boiled or deep fried. One of the two.
Oh.
Yeah.
We're a little concerned about the surge in the COVID activity down, especially. We have another trip later on, Biloxi, but I think we're going to have to cancel that. But, concerned about the surge in the COVID numbers in the southeast and along the Gulf Coast. So,
mm-hmm. We were really
– hurricanes, you have to worry about that.
But. We were super careful about it. That's all – I mean, I had more hand sanitizer driving him nuts than anything else, okay?
Yeah.
Because I'm nervous about it. I don't ever want to feel as bad as I did when they think I had it.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've taken a break from crabbing up here to some extent. We're going to maybe try again next week.
Yeah.
And
too hot to get out there?
Too hot, and the numbers kind of fell off for us. So we're just taking a break.
Yeah.
And regroup.
I got it.
Get some reports from some of our buddies, but we've seen some birds, and we've looked into smaller rockfish. But
according to our emailer John E, he said that large striped bass are running from the Bay Bridge to Fort Smallwood.
That is correct, and you know what I can see from my deck. Fort Smallwood and beyond,
of course,
looking toward the bay, and the boats have been out there. Like I say, I haven't been out as much as I want, but this week I think we're going to ramp it up a notch and get out there and play around a little bit. But I know we've caught some, I haven't, but neighbors have caught some keeper-size stripers off of our boardwalk.
Nice.
And we can see some activity, a lot of bait fish up our way for some things. I mean, just loads of bait fish. And I'll send you a screenshot of the last time I was out of the balls of bait fish out in the Patapsco. I think it's going to be a good week, hopefully. But anyway, nice hearing about your trip. Glad you all got back safe. And that connection with the Pasadena Sports Fishing Group.
I have to follow up on that. Yep.
Yeah. Because they're starting their activities up again.
Good.
First general meeting will be the 13th of September at Kurtz's. That's our new meeting place.
Got it. Okay.
And that's all free, by the way.
I got it. Appreciate that.
Yeah. Okay. So,
all right,
well,
buddy.
You all take care.
You do the same. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Talk to you soon.
All right. Yes. I'm not going to read it. There is a lot of fishing activity, but there's a lot of things that you need to do your homework with. If you do sign up for the DNR newsletter, you can certainly get a lot of information. Now, there's a little process you go through, but there are a lot of There are a lot of tools in the toolbox. When you go on and read the fishing report, there are a number of things that you can do. You can click on a link and see the oxygen level, the dissolved oxygen level, and where there's no oxygen in the bay. You can pay attention to the warnings for as far as the heat advisory warnings. There are links there to all kinds of information that you should be able to use so you're not fishing in the wrong spot. And there's actually, they give you some pretty good reports on the depths to fish and what is being caught. So let's just give you a little example here. Fishing report for August 11th. All right. Where is it? Oh, click on it, Alan. Come on. Okay. And if you go on the Maryland Natural Resources site, you can click on it too. So basically, throughout the summers, anglers should continue to check the striped bass fishing advisory forecast to help protect this iconic species. So last Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, because of the high air and water temperatures, the red flag was out. Today it's the yellow flag, and for the next 3 days, you've got the green flag to go. The week will be sunny with very warm weather through Saturday, then a slight cooling through Tuesday, but water temperatures will continue to rise in the next week. Bay surface water, river, and stream temperatures are still very warm and holding in the low 80s. Monitoring data is showing that the main bay bottom waters are slightly cooler than surface waters and continue to show poor oxygen conditions. As a result, bay game fish will likely be higher in the water column to find adequate oxygen and their preferred water temperatures. The coolest oxygenated bottom waters can be found from Kent Island area north to Tolchester. Due to the Conowingo Dam releases, cool water is also present on the Susquehanna River through the Susquehanna Flats area into the late evening and early mornings. Bay surface temperatures cool by 2 to 3 degrees at night. And there's more to it than that, of course. So that's always a good thing to refer to as the Department of Natural Resources fishing report. It comes from various sources. It comes from anglers. It comes from observations by the biologists. It comes from looking at the websites, the various links and so forth to see where the oxygen is and bay water temperature. So there's all those tools on that Maryland fishing report. And I'll keep going here. But right now, I've got to tell you folks about Clyde Sports Shop, located 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. If you do go fishing, make Clyde Sports Shop your first stop. You can get new line wound on your reels if you like. They carry Shakespeare rods and reels, including the Ugly Stick, Fluger rods and reels, Penn rods and reels, and those famous St. Croix rods. They do have all the light trolling tackle for the Spanish mackerel. They have the Clark spoons and the Sea Striker planers. Kids fishing combos, if you want to get kids out here for the remaining few days of summer and into Labor Day. And they, of course, carry live and frozen bait and minnows when they're available. Fishing tackle and rod repairs and all the terminal tackle you need. They've got the circle hooks for rockfish, the bucktails, the umbrellas, and the parachutes, and even the small hooks if you want to go and catch your own spot. You know, cut up a few bloodworms and go out there and catch your bait to fish for striped bass. Clyde is located at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit. Number 9, that phone number 410-242-6108, 242-6108 for Clyde's Sports Shop, open 7 days a week. So, the question is, do you want to take the time and equip your backyard for some of the best weather of the year coming up in the next few months so that you can have those great fall crabs out on your deck or in your backyard around the great new picnic table and chairs that you picked up from Backyard Billy's. Yes, indeed. They have everything. They've got a giant selection of all styles of colorful poly and hardwood outdoor furniture and patio furniture, including those Adirondack chairs. You can see all that from Route 50 at Exit 44 in Kent Island. You'll find swing sets for the kids and grandkids, tiki bars, and storage sheds at Backyard Billy's Backyard. Free setup and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches. Inside Backyard Billy's huge showroom, you can check out the barbecue grills. They've got the pellet grills by Traeger. They've got the Kamado Joe kettle grill smokers and Big Green Egg. And you know there's a huge assortment of outdoor fire pits and rings and freestanding deck umbrellas as well. Browse the great-looking garden decorations and furniture for any lifestyle theme and budget. And Backyard Billy's is your premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. Visit BackyardBillies.com. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. They're open 7 days a week. Route 50, Exit 44, Graysonville. Your backyard is going to look just great. Robin, we'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
We all want clean water. So does your community have a yucky sediment pond in the development and your homeowners association doesn't know what to do about it? Is your local golf course water hazard choking with weeds and sediment? Is your farm pond or waterfowl impoundment not friendly to fish and waterfowl anymore? What about your community pond owned by the town or county? Does your local marina have to deal with overgrown vegetation every year? If you said yes, here's the solution. Legacy Waters Environmental Services. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is a family-owned, Maryland-based company that has invested in the specialized equipment that hydraulically removes sediment and vegetation from ponds, lakes, and waterways. They use no chemicals. The fish remain alive, and the choking vegetation and invasive plants are gone. They're gone. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is dedicated to leaving the smallest possible footprint to preserve the quality of your waterway for generations to come. To learn more or schedule an appointment to review what your pond requires, visit the website legacywatersenv.com or call 410-357-1622. And you can see the job site videos on the Legacy Waters Facebook page. Call 410-357-1622 for Legacy Waters Environmental Services, leaving water better than when we found it. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, a weekend warrior, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any other kind of tools, your Linex bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Give Jack Carver a call, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called ValueGuard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Bay Linex of Glen Burnie or Catonsville Linex install your Linex spray-on, truck bedliner, and truck gear today. Linex.
Talk Radio 680 WCPM.
Down in Louisiana, where the alligators grow so mean, lived a girl that I swear to the world made the alligators look tame. Old Salad Annie, you got your granny. Everybody said it was a shame, 'cause her mama was a-working on the chain gang. A mean, vicious, straight razor toting woman. Lord have mercy. Every day before supper time, she'd go down by the truck patch and pick her a mess of poke salad.
carry it home in a cold-side, cold-side Annie. You didn't get your granny. Everybody said it was a shame, 'cause her mama was a-working on a chain gang.
All right, a little Elvis there, that's for sure. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Our buddy John just sent the Maryland fishing report that I was reading from earlier and via email. And, you know, we're not here to necessarily regurgitate everything that the DNR says, are we, Robin? We like to hear from people whose personal experiences are out there, you know, and what they're encountering. Now, it's all good information. It's background information. They do what the Department of Natural Resources is supposed to do, is inform people, you know, give them the best information possible. And DNR does a great job with their weekly fishing reports. So we highly recommend it. And you can get those right in your inbox and your email if you want. You just go on there and subscribe to the email service. You get everything. I mean, you get the news releases, you get the fishing report, and there's other things you can do. But, you know, it's also, you know, the DNR is interactive with the fishing angler's log and some other things, you know, that you can report your catch and send your pictures right there. So, you know, you can interact with the department. The folks there are, they're good, they're understaffed, they're overworked, and, you know, it's just because of not only COVID, but, you know, the budget constraints. Our DNR does not get the money that they need to operate in the budget for some reason, and, you know, we want to attract people here, the striped bass, the great fishing, the great hunting, and that type of thing, and in the wisdom of the people who control the budget, they just don't give our department enough money, and that's what makes the world go round. So anyway, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. We would love to hear from you. You can also get in the fishing contest. All you got to do is give Chris a call at 410-922-6680, leave your name and number, and you get in the drawing for the fishing tackle package. You got to go on the air with me. And you can also sign up online if you like. If, you know, if you have enough gumption to send me an email, we'd be more than glad to put you in a fishing contest at ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. Just request that you would like to be in the giveaway, and we'll do that. Now, coming up, hopefully, I have to reach out to the folks at CVA. Hopefully, again, this year, we'll be giving a muzzleloader away. We'll see what their budget has. You know, it's always at their discretion whether they want to, you know, support the show with giving away muzzleloaders to our listeners, you know, in exchange for mentioning CVA on the air, which is my favorite muzzleloader. And so, you know, but we'll find out here shortly, next couple of weeks. Believe it or not, the Great American Outdoor Show is in the planning stages for 2022, which is the National Rifle Association show in Harrisburg. We're talking to their promoters as well. We're talking to some new sponsors. We picked up one. We picked up a new sponsor starting in September, coming aboard, a company called Burr Benders. They're in Edgewater. They do knife sharpening and tool sharpening. Scissor sharpening, chainsaw sharpening. If it's sharp and it needs sharpened, they'll sharpen it. I mean, it's pretty simple. Good folks, fun folks, too. So you can check those out in Maryland Hunting Quarterly. If you'd like, MarylandHuntingQuarterly.com, just scroll through there and see what you got, what we got. Hey, guess who we've got on the line?
Who do we have on the line?
We have Miss Fran on the line. Hello, Fran.
Yes, good morning, Alan. Robin, how are you?
Good morning. Doing good. How are you, Fran?
Oh, I'm hanging in there.
That's good.
Best I can. A couple things, so many things on my mind. But anyway, last week when you mentioned riding around in that chair and how easy it was on your back, I thought, you know, I know how that feels to be able to ride and take that strain off of your legs and back and whatever. And I thought, I'm going to challenge Robin to a race. We can go down to the track.
I'm ready. I opened it up on one of the parking lots.
We're in a wedding, Fran.
Oh, I don't
We're at a wedding. We're at Currituck Sound State Park or whatever it is right there, right?
Yep.
So we're parked, and the thing comes in a part. It comes in, I think, four pieces, but I leave the front and the rear wheels on the whole thing. I'm able to lift that in and out of the vehicle, plop the battery on, put the seat on. So Robin's been rides over to the weddings, you know, the wedding thing on the sidewalk there at the Currituck Sound Lighthouse, and she conducts a ceremony. She was the officiant, gets back on her scooter, comes back out, and I look, and she's taken off down through the parking lot. It goes from tortoise to hare. You know, that's how you tell what your speed
right,
is.
Right.
Okay. She turned that thing on hare, and
I was gone. I was
down through
play.
The parking lot. She goes, you know, 0 to 4 miles an hour in 38 seconds. I mean,
I think it goes faster than 4 miles an hour.
Well, probably does. But it was interesting to watch, and she was just having a great time. So
it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
His grandson ran over his feet, though.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
I
yes.
don't know if you two saw it on the Internet. It was a steer on the way to slaughter. And somehow he broke out of that truck and ran through the neighborhood. I think it took him an hour or two to try to catch him. And he wore them out so bad, they gave him a pardon and decided to set him free and take him to a farm where he could finish out his life normally. And I thought, you know, we can all learn something from that. Don't let them lead you to slaughter. Break out and fight for your life.
That's a good one. That is good one.
And the last thing on my mind about guns, I was thinking of a bill. And you not only, I think, would get hunters, but every gun owner would probably help support it. And that's this. It's called dual ownership. And the way it would work, you would both have to go at the same time and purchase the same firearm 50-50. You both put up 50% of the price. You both have your background check done and what have you. That way, if one person passes away, the other person already owns the firearm. What do you think?
Interesting. Interesting. Well, why do we need a bill? Why can't people just do that on their own?
Because that's to secure the ownership of your child, your grandchild in the future. You know, to make sure that it's recognized that by law you both own that firearm.
I see. Interesting. Interesting concept.
Well, it's just something to think about.
Sure.
If you buy at the same time and you both split the money of the purchase price,
yep.
you should be able to dual owner to ship the firearm.
I kind of like that.
And that way you know, since they're trying to outlaw you being able to pass it on, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? If
right.
you purchase at the same time, you wouldn't have to worry about passing it on.
Be interesting to see how that would shake out.
Same as dual ownership with a car.
People that are not even hunters would want to get in on that.
Oh, yeah, so
absolutely. They can control what happens to future firearms that are purchased.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Quite a concept.
So those are the little things running across my mind this morning.
I like that
for you. I'd give you two of us and just let you know I'm still listening.
Well,
I heard you say one time, Fran has stuck with me from beginning to end.
She has.
No, no, no. From beginning to going on. There
exactly.
We're in a war, and there are battles to be fought still. And we will fight them because we have to, whether we feel like it or whether we're tired or not.
That's true. That's true.
All righty. That's
take it easy,
on.
Fran.
All righty. Well, Fran, I will tell you, there are some upcoming battles already being planned for the next General Assembly, believe it or not.
Well, thing I've always learned, think like the enemy. Learn to think like the enemy, and you can defeat him.
Exactly right. Exactly right.
All right.
Thank you, dear.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. There goes Fran. Always a good comment. And, yes, And, Chris, I agree with you. Chris sent us a comment. It says the administration, this administration ignores the laws and the statutes, and they're trying to take them away. I think they're trying to reverse everything that makes this country great.
Exactly.
That's what I think. That's what I think. So, you know, begging OPEC to produce more oil for a country that was oil independent at the beginning of this administration. And selling fossil fuels and oil and natural gas around the world because we had a surplus. And now we're begging the Middle East, Venezuela, and our enemies in the Middle East to supply us with more oil. And oil keeps going up and up. I mean, gasoline keeps going up and up and up.
Some of the prices I saw, it just blew me. I hate going to the grocery store anymore.
Well, I know, but Robin, think about it. I'm on the road almost every day.
I know.
You know, it's a tank of gas a day. It's $50, $60 a day, when before it was, you know, $40, $30. And, you know, your business is – our business is based on, you know, visiting our customers.
Yeah, I know.
And sales, which require
– Look, we've talked about
– time on the air. Time on the road.
And then also your caps. It's a mesh. It's plastic.
Our what?
Your caps. Aren't they a plastic mesh for Eastern Shore?
Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah, so then, you know, the price of oil, a barrel goes up. Yes, gas goes up, but also the manufacturing of those, of anything plastic is going to go up.
Anything plastic, exactly.
He and I were just talking about prices and rates, and it's really, people just don't get it.
Well, yeah, people do get it because they go to the grocery store and they go to the gas pump and they see the prices going up and up and up, and then they wonder why. Why? Oh, it must be inflation. Well, it has something to do with inflation, but it has a lot. What?
I think that's what I just said, honestly, that they don't get it.
They don't get why. They see the prices, but they don't
understand the concept.
I got it. Yeah, I got it. Well, when you have to pay your people higher wages, somebody's going to pay those wages, and it's going to be the end user. You know, I've seen ammo prices. Believe this or not, my grandson, I gave him he won a 257 Weatherby Magnum a couple of years ago at a Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation banquet. And, I mean, this was probably 15 years ago. I don't know. He was 9 or 10 years old. Of course, the gun was registered to me, and it's his now. So I bought, back in the day, I bought 3 different boxes of ammo. And he shot a lot. I shot a lot. I mean, I took my antelope with that gun, both of them, and he's taken Sika deer with it. He took a beautiful 11-point whitetail 1 year with it, and he's made some great shots on some great deer. And so the ammo supply was dwindling. So we reunited last year. He came together and he said, I can't find any ammo for the 257. I said, well, let me look around the house. And of course, having moved, I have no idea where some of that stuff is. So I managed to find like 4 in a box or something like that. So I thought the other day, I'll just get him a box of ammo if I can find it. Well, I couldn't find it, couldn't find it, couldn't find it, couldn't find it. Finally, I found a box of 257 Weatherby Magnum. Robin, how much do you think that box of ammo was for 20 rounds of ammo?
Don't know.
$89. $450 a bullet. Now, do you not take a gun that you're familiar with and not shoot it and try to, you know, figure out another firearm because you have ammo? Or do you do you buy ammo for the gun that you're very familiar with and you've taken game with and you love to shoot? What's your decision? People are making these decisions every day. Firearms ammunition is going through the roof. And guess what? It hasn't stopped. Ammunition has gone up at least 3 times this year and is going to continue to go up. Federal sending out emails to their dealers. Hey, sorry, another ammo increase coming. Why? What's that, Chris?
I was going to say 22 long rifle. It's starting to come out on the shelves now.
Yeah.
But, you know, before all this started, it was about $9 for
50.
Now it's double that. It's like $20.
$20 for 50 rounds of 22s. That's right. I probably have an old box of 22 Magnum sitting around here years ago that, you know, I used up a lot of 22 Magnum ammo when I was a kid. And I said to my aunt one day, hey, if you're going to town, could you get me a box of 22 ammo? So she bought me a box, but she said, Lloyd Allen, this is $4.99 a box. You know, it's $5 a box for 50 rounds, and Toots was upset about it because it was so expensive. And I'm like, okay, well, sorry, you know. But that was then. This is now, you know. So, let's see. Any callers on the line?
No, and we are a bit behind.
A bit behind?
Just
oh,
a
no.
Bit behind.
No, we don't want to be behind.
No.
No, we don't. All right. Well, hang on a minute. What are we in our second break?
That's correct.
That's correct. All right. Well, let's talk about MacroTech Archery Pro Shop, 8043 Fort Smallwood Road in Riviera Beach. If you're looking for a Matthews bow, they carry Matthews bows, including the new V3. They carry Bowtech, Diamond, and Hoyt. Crossbows include Raven and 10 Point and Mission as well. They tune each bow and crossbow to perfection before it leaves the store, and it will fit your unique draw length and poundage requirements. Choose your arrows, choose your accessories, and all will be cut and mounted professionally and correctly. And if you ask, they can observe your shooting style on the indoor range and correct any issues that you may have. Len Marsh is one of Maryland's most respected bow technicians. Beginners, diehard bow hunters, athletes, and the well-connected know about Len and MacroTech Archery's reputation for excellence. He's done work for me on my crossbow and my compounds, and the bow technician, Corey, he's top-notch. Crossbow hunters, if you bought your crossbow at MacroTech and it breaks for any reason, cables break, string breaks, MacroTech can't fix it in 24 hours, MacroTech will supply you with a loaner crossbow so you won't miss a day of hunting. MacroTech is a certified service center for 10 Point, Wicked Ridge, and Horton crossbows. You should stop by MacroTech Archery Pro Shop, 8043 Fort Smallwood Road in Riviera Beach. Visit MacroTechArchery.com or their Facebook page. The phone number is 410-789-7777. Call 410-789-7777. Macro knows bows, and we'll be right back.
Another day of downpours with thunderstorms flaring up again this afternoon. We've had them 3 days in a row, some of them packing a punch. Storm Prediction Center keeps us flagged at risk for severe weather. Our high today, 90 degrees. Low tonight, 68 degrees with early evening thunderstorms drifting east. And then lower humidity comes in for the back of the weekend Sunday and early next week Monday. High temps in the 80s, nighttime lows in the 60s and 70s, and a comfortable start to the new week ahead. I'm Scott Laurie, more at the Weather Channel on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up Delaney Valley Road. Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-CRAB. That's 410-557-2722. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with a quiet atmosphere and an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs, 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. 410-557-CRAB, that's 410-557-2722, MadonnaSeafood.com. Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting and home protection, ammunition too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Talk Radio 680 WCPM.
Hey, we're back. So, we just got a note from our buddy Rudy Robin.
Mm-hmm.
He says, simplified IRS form. Question one, how much money did you make? Mm-hmm. Statement number two, send it to us.
Yeah, I wish they'd send me mine. It's been 6 months for my refund.
Yep, exactly right. Yeah, they really want you to send it to them when you owe them, but when they owe you... where's our refund? So you checked on it lately?
Yep, nothing.
Nothing.
Still being processed.
Still being processed. So that's good. I'm glad to hear that. But if you owe them, you better not say, "Oh, we're sorry, it's still being processed." So, right, Chris?
That's correct. Now, my question to you is, did you mail it in or did you e-file?
This one we had to mail in because the guy screwed it up.
Okay,
so bad.
That's why.
But even my daughter e-filed, and it took her 7 months to get hers.
Whoa, because mine was e-filed, and I got my checks from state and fed within, like, 3 weeks.
State, I got. State came back in a week. Federal, I'm on 6 months.
Wow.
And Brian e-filed, and it took her that long.
Holy cow.
Yep.
Well, again, it's as you just said, we owe you money? We're just going to take our time.
That's right. Exactly right. Yep.
It's the first time I've filed by, what do you call it?
Mailed it in. Yeah.
In I don't know how many years. And I don't know. I'll never do it again, but even so.
Well, as you said, these were extenuating circumstances.
Yeah. Oh, very extenuating circumstances. Yeah, this was a
cluster.
Okay. We'll go with cluster. So, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. We don't have much time to talk with another caller, but if you call now, we'll be sure to get your call in and get you entered in the fishing contest. All you got to do, call in, leave your name and number with Chris, go on the air with me and say, I want to get in the contest, or ask a question, and we'll do our best to answer your question. But make sure that you get in the contest for the fishing tackle. Striped bass package by Tackle Box Tim Sherman is generously supplying those tackle packages. And those who have won them in the past have been very happy with them. He's got some very colorful hand-painted lures in there, some plastic rigs and things like that that he makes up. And folks
are nothing but good compliments.
Yes, that's true. So, anyway. Well, while we're waiting for a call, let me just talk about our sponsors here one more time. Chris, hold off on the commercials as long as you can, but I do need to tell the folks one more time about Clyde Sports Shop. You know, if you're looking for a firearm for waterfowl hunting, the A5 is the most reliable, fastest cycling, best balanced, and softest shooting recoil-operated autoloader on the planet. It comes in Mossy Oak Shadowgrass blades camo, fiber optic front sight, a humpback receiver just like the old days, ergonomically balanced, and a recoil-operated kinematic drive. The autoloader shotgun, 100,000 round or five-year guarantee for the A5. Now, look, a lot of you folks are participating in shotgun sports, too. You know, not just hunting. You like the Satori. We like the Satori. There's the Satori Sporting, the 725. There's the Satori CXT. And there's the Satori White Lightning. The White Lightning is quite a nice firearm. All Satori shotguns, Fisher chrome plated chambers, triple trigger system, the backboard technology, and Invector Plus choke tube system. So check out the complete line of Browning firearms at Clyde Sports Shop. Shotguns, rifles, and handguns. Your full line Browning dealer, Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9. The number is 410-242-6108 for firearms, licenses, ammo, gunsmithing, and scope mounting. It's Clyde's Sports Shop, 242-6108. Backyard Billy's. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. If you're looking for a backyard grill, they've got pellet grills by Traeger, the Big Green Egg, and the Kamado Joe grill smokers are at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. How about premium gas logs by Real Fire to install in your fireplace to give it that beautiful glow on a chilly evening? Gas wall fireplaces can add that special look to any room, and gas fire tables are a distinctive addition to your deck or your backyard. See them all at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Now's the perfect time to own a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop in the showroom, Route 50, exit 44B. That's Graysonville. Be ready for the cold weather now. Visit BackyardBillies.com, Hearth America Facebook page. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Backyard Billy's open 7 days a week, Route 50, exit 44. If it's heat you want, Backyard Billy's, Hearth America is the fireplace. Exactly.
We all want clean water. So does your community have a yucky sediment pond in the development and your homeowners association doesn't know what to do about it? Is your local golf course water hazard choking with weeds and sediment? Is your farm pond or waterfowl impoundment not friendly to fish and waterfowl anymore? What about your community pond owned by the town or county? Does your local marina have to deal with overgrown vegetation every year? If you said yes, here's the solution. Legacy Waters Environmental Services. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is a family-owned, Maryland-based company that has invested in the specialized equipment that hydraulically removes sediment and vegetation from ponds, lakes, and waterways. They use no chemicals. The fish remain alive, and the choking vegetation and invasive plants are gone. They're gone. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is dedicated to leaving the smallest possible footprint to preserve the quality of your waterway for generations to come. To learn more or schedule an appointment to review what your pond requires, visit the website legacywatersenv.com or call 410-357-1622. And you can see the job site videos on the Legacy Waters Facebook page. Call 410-357-1622 for Legacy Waters Environmental Services, leaving water better than when we found it. Alan Ellis here for Line-X Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Line-X Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, or weekend warrior, your Line-X Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, and any kind of tools. Your Line-X Bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Catonsville Line-X is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Line-X of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Line-X and Bay Line-X of Glen Burnie can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called Value Guard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Catonsville Line-X or Bay Line-X of Glen Burnie install your Line-X spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Line-X. Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up Delaney Valley Road. Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, and a whole lot more. Call into the Carryout at 410-557-CRAB. That's 410-557-2722. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with a quiet atmosphere and an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway
Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs, 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. 410-557-CRAB, that's 410-557-2722, MadonnaSeafood.com.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Okay, we have three callers on the line. We're not going to get to everybody, unfortunately, so we'll take them in order. Let's talk to Gary. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning, Alan, Robin.
How morning. Are
you guys? Yeah, I just calling in, wanted to give you a, everybody that fishes Liberty Reservoir, they kind of know us by Mary and Gary.
Right.
And my wife will fish or would have fished every single day of her life, which she has. When I retired in 2013, we would go every single day. We got a reservoir rig. We used
right.
to walk down. She fished. I'm in my 70s. She just passed away July 20th. And we just fished every single day. And she actually established the white perch Maryland state record freshwater in the state of Maryland, out of Liberty. DNR came to our house and got the fish, measured it, took samples. They sent her a wooden Maryland state plaque.
Yes.
It was very nice, beautiful.
Oh, yes. That's awesome.
Yeah, and like I say, she was kind of, I guess we were kind of best known for the walleye fishermen.
Right.
She'd out fish me every time we went.
That happened.
The biggest fish.
She and I had a lot in common.
I just wanted to, well, yeah, I just basically
that's
wanted
true.
To give a shout out because I know I try to get in touch with a lot of my friends, and it's hard for me now. This has been going on since March.
Right.
She got very sick, and I can't even bring myself to drive over Liberty, much less go in it yet. And I just wanted to kind of give a shout-out. I know a lot of hunters and fishermen listen to your show. If they don't, they should. You guys are excellent.
But right.
I just kind of wanted to put it out there. And, you know, and like I say, you know, you guys, the main thing I like to also like to say is you do things together, you stay together, and
that's right.
We work really hard at it. Give us a call back next week,
memories,
okay?
I just want to send it out there. Thank you.
I really,
thank
really
you,
appreciate
Gary.
It. I'm sorry we're at the end of the show, and I'm very sorry about your loss.
Very, okay? Very nice tribute.
I think
Gary.
That last caller
thank
told
you.
Us: get out there, stay out there, stay safe, and spend time with your family. It means a hell of a lot.